Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. This is American Truth Project with Will Johnson. Will Johnson will be joining us momentarily, but today we are talking about the Democrats. They are super angry today over all the Supreme Court rulings that go against their agenda. And today, President Biden is in NATO, and guess what he did? Will doesn't like me calling him President Biden. Biden is in at the conference at a NATO meeting, and today he said that he is for getting rid of the filibuster now since Roe was turned over. It's crazy times. And then today, gosh, we've had so many rulings this past week that have just been unprecedented and have made such a great positive impact for our nation. One was Roe versus Wade. Then we also had where they came out and ruling where you can pray. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but about 6 years ago, there was a coach and he kneeled and prayed after a game with his team, and the college,
he did that on the 50-yard line.
And the college actually let him go, and his case went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court actually ruled in his favor.
They said religious freedoms.
Yes, religious and First Amendment freedoms. He can pray on the 50-yard line, and that was amazing, actually. We actually did an interview with him we didn't do an interview, but we aired an interview that he did on Fox News.
Yeah, I wish we could get him. That would be an awesome interview.
Yeah, we should actually try to do that.
We should try to reach out to him and see if he'd be willing to come on and talk to us, because, you know, the liberal mainstream media, they're not going to talk about it at all. That's something that they want to go away. So we've had all of these, how would you say, all of these wonderful judgments take place, but we have to acknowledge the Biden administration actually had one positive thing for them.
Yeah, I was going to get to
it. If you want to call it positive, yeah. I mean, for them, they're calling it a victory. This is a victory. And it's like, really? What's the victory going to do for you?
Yeah, because then today we had two rulings that were announced. We have the Supreme Court deals a climate agenda a serious blow when they ruled against, or they have the EPA decision where they can't have congressional powers, that those powers have to go through Congress. And then, yeah, Will, you said that they actually ruled in favor of eliminating the remain in Mexico.
Yeah, the stay in Mexico, meaning that you have to be vetted and you have to go through your process, the paperwork, everything, before you can come into the country, which in actuality is supposed to be like that anyways for legal migration, right? You're supposed to go through the paperwork. You're supposed to go through everything before you legally come into the country. Well, the Democrats, they want to remove the whole thing about people coming to the country, listen to me, coming into the country legally. They want to remove that. They want to open the doors. This is whoever you are, if you're a gangster, if you're a terrorist, if you're a drug dealer, if you're the cartel, if you're MS-13, if you're Antifa, BLM, you can all come into the country and break whatever laws that you want. You notice I put Antifa and BLM because they're just the same as the rest of these tyrants out there that's destroying everything, trying to destroy America, destroy everything that we call free.
Yeah, well, let's be honest, though. I mean, the Biden administration wasn't following the Remain in Mexico thing anyways, and neither were the people coming across the border. They were just walking across, basically. I mean, why would you follow that if you can just walk across, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so they really don't care. And talk about walking across the border. You know, there's a story that's in the news right now where I think they said when originally it came out, it was 46 people died in this.
53 now.
Well, originally it was 46.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're saying it's 53 have passed because that was in this truck.
In my truck.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Coming across illegally
and, you know, being smuggled across. And the Democrats are saying that if you just allow open borders, this won't happen. Well, the Biden administration has open borders.
Pretty much.
I mean, seriously, they have open borders. So.
But who's running the open borders, Will?
The cartel.
Of course.
And the cartel's making money with the Biden administration.
Yeah, and with the cartel comes murder, drugs, sex trafficking. It's crazy. It's chaos.
Label everything or name everything that is wrong, that is evil. The Democrats are doing it when it comes to the southern border. Look at the fentanyl. I mean, look at that. I mean, that's the, like, the number one killer, really.
It's like number two, but yeah.
Well, I mean, for children, for drugs. For drugs in the country, right? They're killing so many people. And the people think that they're getting something harmless, and it's not. It's completely something different.
Yeah, in some
different.
Cases they do, yeah, because they can disguise fentanyl now as sinus medicine.
Adderall.
Like I said,
various things.
And so there has been deaths where they, a young person, well, and older people too, think they're taking one pill. They do buy it off of the street, though, or they get it secondhand from someone else. They think they're taking one thing, and it's something else. They just had two people who have now disappeared off of the face of the earth. And what was it? Was it California they got caught or Arizona?
I believe it was Arizona, but it really doesn't matter. It was somewhere on the southern border, and the issue is that they...
No, it was in California. It was in L.A. County.
They get caught, and then they just disappear, right? And they're like, oh, what happened?
So they got caught with 150,000 fentanyl pills. They said it was enough to kill millions of people. And because of the lax...
security.
Prosecution... rules that they have now. Well, it's not even catch and release because we don't even know who they were.
It kind of is.
We don't know
if
they were citizens or not citizens.
No, it's kind of catch and release.
And the sheriff,
they caught the criminal and they released them.
They released them basically because of California rules, because they didn't see them as a threat, so they released them on their own recognizance. They didn't interview these guys. They didn't do anything they should have done to find out where they got the fentanyl from or anything like
nothing
that. They would give them any leads. The sheriff that was over the jail didn't even know that they were being released. He found out the next day that they were gone.
After they were gone.
Yep. And he said that's not usually uncommon, but he said it's uncommon for this situation where they could have gotten information from them and they didn't. These people are released and now they can't find them.
Now they can't find them. So they're probably just going. You know what? If anything, they probably disappeared because the cartel would kill them because they didn't complete the job. They can't go back to Mexico. If they show back up there and the cartel finds where's my money? The drugs never made it. Where's my money?
Well, it's one thing.
I mean, it happens all
the
time. No, but the drug cartel don't care. If you come across the border with their drugs and they don't get delivered, they don't know if you go back and say, well, hey man, it's not my fault. The cops took it. Right.
Well,
tell me.
My news in this
tell
case.
Me anything. Okay, yeah, right, whatever. Boom.
Well, in this case,
it happens all the time. They're
and
not going to look
pictures.
At. They don't care about the news that's happening here. I mean, seriously, they really care. That when even when Kamala Harris was saying, "Don't come," what'd you say? I don't know. Let's go. Who cares? They're not paying attention to anything that they're saying. They don't care. It's happened multiple times. And many times I've been down to the border when we're talking to these people, they get caught with the drugs, they can't go back because if they go back, they're going to die. They've said this multiple times. So their best interest is they're like, let me stay here. They want to stay. But let's listen to Governor Abbott out of the state of Texas where he is talking about what he's going to do about the issues on the southern border. And you can imagine the left. They're already coming out saying that, oh, my goodness, he's so mean, he's so evil, what he's doing is wrong. But he's wanting to save lives. He's wanting to prevent what happened. But the duff, they can't comprehend what he's saying. Listen to this. Oh, hold on. That is my fault. I don't have the audio coming through properly. I will get that fixed right now. Technology, you got to love it.
And now.
You got to love it. Oh,
and
did
now.
You say and now?
And now.
And now?
And now.
And how about now?
In Texas, we once again are going to try to step up and play a role by the state to address this catastrophe that President Biden is responsible for. Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints. The Texas Department of Public Safety is creating two strike teams to detect, deter, and apprehend unlawful crossings of illegal immigrants. Additional miles of concertina military-grade razor wire along the Rio Grande River, protecting areas from entry by people illegally.
Wow. And of course, the left, they all they hear is that, oh my goodness, he's going to stop produce from coming across. He's going to stop goods from coming across.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm telling you right now, they're going to say that he's going to harm our already in pain economy.
Yeah,
and they're going to blame it on him.
Yeah, that's
you know that's what they're going to do.
Beto's talking points today, I'm quite sure. And Beto, who's running for governor against Abbott, he came out and said that that we need a governor that will protect Texas people. And I'm sitting here going, that's exactly what Abbott's doing. You wouldn't protect us. You would actually keep allowing sex traffickers and the flood of drugs coming through that border. I mean, he's for open borders. So what would he change?
Actually, he would change it to where we would have more of this happen.
Right.
No, seriously.
Yeah, trying to draw it back a little bit.
Yeah,
he's trying to stop it.
Yeah, and the idiot Beto would just open up the borders even more. And on top of that, he would make it to where the people, the families on the southern border would not be able to protect themselves. He would go in and have all of them take all their guns up. And then we have all of these criminals. Can you imagine how much free reign the cartel will have? He will remove all of the National Guard that's on the southern border. He will remove all of the police officers. He will thin out the Border Patrol. And then he, on top of that, he would disarm the American citizens along the border. And then the drug cartel would just come in and wreak havoc. I mean, it would just be murder on top of murder. And all he's going to do is say, This is why we gotta crack down more on gun violence. This is why we gotta crack down more on guns. The guns, we gotta get the guns out of the hands of people. And you know what? They're wanting to get it out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, but they don't care about getting it out of the hands of criminals. They really don't.
No, they don't. Hey, listen, everybody, if you want to give us a call and chime in and let us know what you think about everything that's going on, the number is 516-595-8069. You need to press number 1 to come on the line. Once again, give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what your thoughts and feelings are on what the rulings that the Supreme Court has made lately, and then also Biden's comment about getting rid of the filibuster. The number is 516-595-8069. Very important to press number 1 to come on the line. Hey, Will. You played that audio clip of Abbott, and actually our vice president or so-called vice president, Kamala Harris, actually responded to what the governor said. She said how the governor of that state, talking about Texas, responded really highlights part of the problem, because his response when there are 50 dead bodies in his state is to go straight to politics instead of dealing with the realities of the issue. Now, she took issue with what Abbott said, because he said these deaths are on Biden. They are a result of his deadly open border policies. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law. Now, she's saying that that's political, but let me tell you what, it is political. Will, is it not political to you?
It is political. It's 100% political.
I mean, she's not doing her job.
No. I mean, she's the border czar.
Yeah, and she's not doing
anything. She's the border czar, and she's blaming, again, This is what the left, this is what they do. They blame everybody else for their mistakes. So they create the crisis. The border crisis was created by the left. We all have to acknowledge that. The oil and the gas crisis that we have in America was created by the left. It's not by Russia.
Russia.
The baby formula, the food that we're seeing, the crisis on the food, created by the left. There's not a single thing that the left, not a single crisis that the left did not create or they did not take advantage of.
Yeah, and, you know, it directly impacts our federal spending, because would we actually pay these immigrants money? As soon as they come in, we've seen it. Well, you've actually seen it firsthand, where they give them a bag and it has money or check and it has vouchers in there, and then they pretty much take them off of these buses and let them go free into our society. And we know that more, it's actually almost 100% these people don't show up for their court hearing. And you know why? They don't have to, because we don't enforce it.
Actually, it's 101%. I mean, you're laughing.
It's a negative.
It's actually 101% that they don't show up. And it's 100% that we know that they're not going to show up.
Okay.
The 1% is that, yeah, they're not coming back. Let them go anyway.
Yeah,
so it's 101.
Harris actually argued, well, can you believe this? She actually argued that the administration is taking seriously the issue of human smuggling, which has increased in recent years as smugglers look to turn a profit in one of the most contested issues in the United States, which is open borders. So she's saying they're taking it seriously, but quite honestly, they haven't done a single thing to show us that they've done anything to take this seriously. I mean, well, can you name one thing that they've done to help the pressures at the border? I mean, you even have the freaking Border Patrol coming out, and they are just disgusting.
The freaking Border
yeah,
Patrol?
Yeah, I'm emphasizing Border Patrol by saying freaky. Because, you know, usually Border Patrol is supposed to support, just like the Army is supposed to support whoever is in control. But this administration, listen, most of these guys have been here since Trump was in office, and they see the difference, right?
I've actually talked to...
A controlled border and now a border that's completely out of control. So for them to say that it can't be done and it's more of an issue, it can be done. Trump proved it could be done. They just don't want to do it. That's the difference, in my opinion.
100%. And I've talked to multiple Border Patrol agents. And, you know, off record, they would say that we've seen a dramatic change in our nation on the southern border. They said it's night and day from President Trump to this demonic thing that's happening in the White House right now. They didn't say demonic thing. I'm adding that part.
Like my freaking?
Yeah, exactly. I'm emphasizing on the demonic. You know, yeah, seriously, it's completely insane. You have to kind of like approach this stuff, you know, with a somewhat of a sense of humor, because you go crazy looking at all this.
Absolutely.
Because none of this is positive.
Yeah.
None of what they're doing is positive.
We actually have a caller. We have Virginia from Maryland online.
Virginia,
oh, I remember this.
Virginia from Maryland.
I remember Virginia from
Maryland. Hey, Virginia, thank you so much for calling. Do we have Virginia?
Is your line muted, Virginia?
Oh, there she is. I was beginning to think, is it on my end?
Are you okay now? Can you hear me?
Great. I can hear you. Yes.
Good. Okay, good.
Thank you so much for calling us.
Sure. The first thing I want to say is, I watch you all the time, and you're kind of like me. I mean, I'm saying this, and you might think I'm crazy, but I have a tendency to wear put my heart on my shoulders, because there was one episode and you just looked so deflated and upset, and I just wanted to go through the phone and give you a big hug, because there's so many people that do listen to you that totally agree with you. So I just want to encourage you that people are listening and people know and they feel what you feel. So I just wanted to give you that.
Let me chime in real quick. Let me chime in real quick before you continue with your next statement. And I want to say thank you, because I realize that a lot of people that tune in and listen to what I'm talking about, they tune in because I'm like confirming what you've been seeing, what you believe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you and I, we've never had a conversation one-to-one out anywhere, but I'm saying what you see, I'm saying what you've been thinking, and I'm saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so many people say, Will, I've been thinking that. Thank you for saying it, you know, so I get it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm frustrated because I am trying so hard. I live in Maryland, of course, that's a blue state, and I'm trying to rally people around to try and get something done. But the one thing that's really hurting my heart, and I'm sure, you know, God's not very happy right now either, is that those people were coming over the border, and they found them in that, you know, this, I don't know, 46 people. And one of the officers said that they touched their body and it was even hot. And of course, that
they said it was so
me.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, Biden, And I come back, coming back to Afghanistan, where he says he takes full responsibility of anything that happens over there. And I'm so frustrated here. What was it? 16 of our military that are still over there that they don't talk about. Then we have all these people coming there. He's killing people. And I don't understand why. I mean, you have a great platform, but I don't understand why don't people, you know, why isn't there that outrage? Why isn't there more platforms out there? Like, I know I watch Flashpoint. I watch the Tent Revivals. I watch all that stuff, and those things are great. But, like, for me in Maryland, you know, it's like nobody wants to do anything, and I am dying to do something. I mean, I'm working with, gosh, what's his name? Now I forgot his name. I'm embarrassed. He's going for, Dan Cox. He's Republican, and I'm definitely voting for him. And then the other thing that was very interesting, and these people have put themselves out there, is Cornerstone Church in Leesburg, Virginia. They have been supporting, you know, the gentleman that was kicked out of school because he wouldn't teach CRT, Governor Youngkin. Well, now Governor Youngkin is thinking about running for president. And my point is that if people would get more involved and they would go out there, they would be blown away, I think, what God would do for them. And I just don't have that platform, and I don't understand why more people are not holding maybe they're not holding Biden accountable because he's not calling the shots, which is what I think. But still, I mean, don't America, how can people be so friggin' blind? I really, really don't. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
No, I think you're right. Biden is not calling the shots, and that's kind of obvious. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon because he's losing his mind. We already see that he's losing his mind.
But you know what? I just want to say something because Virginia, this is Shannon Wells, producer. You know, I listen to you, and we actually hear a lot of people say, I want to do something, but I can't do something. They think that they have to have a platform in order to do something, and you really don't. Will hasn't always had a platform, you know what I mean? But he just kept working and doing something. But you said it pretty much, you have to do stuff in your local government. Our local government impacts us more than any other government in the nation.
Yep.
You know,
even more than the federal government.
I mean, you do have your federal, you know, your senator and your congressman that, you know, makes votes at the federal level for you. So, you know, get involved in those elections too. But yeah, you just gotta, you just move. And I commend people that want to do something and are kind of like, what do I do? The first thing that people say is get involved in elections. I think that's important.
Well, you know,
and I think once you get involved in elections, you start learning about people.
Even at the local school board level.
Even go
right?
to city council.
Right.
Even city council, the school board meeting.
Well, actually, I work, you know, I live in a place where, you know, you have to get everything approved, an HOA. And I called them because I have been supporting Dan Cox. And I said, can I put a sign out? And she said, sure. I am the only one within a mile that has a sign out, you know. And it's, I kind of feel weird and targeted, but I don't care, you know. I just want us to.
Well, that's the whole thing. People feel targeted now.
Yeah.
If you're a Republican and you have a different point of view and you don't put a sign out there, I hate to tell you, you are targeted. And it's because of the tactics that the left has had that has really scared people off. But let us get a final thought because we have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Is there any final thought you have for Will?
Yeah, well, just hang in there. I send you messages. Please pray for me because I really feel like God wants me to do something, but I don't know what that is, and I'm praying about it. So if you can pray for me for that so that I can make a difference for my kids, my grown kids. I don't want to lead them in this mess.
I completely understand. And you know what? I do the same thing. I pray, and I always ask God to lead me in the direction that he wants me to go. So I completely understand. And, yes, prayers for you. That God shows
you
and just makes it clear as day for what you need to do.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Take care.
All right.
You
Next
too.
Caller, we have Joe from Montana.
We got Joe from Montana.
Joe from Montana. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe, thank
you
so much
for
the call.
Okay.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, we'll see. Where do you think you and anybody else that's on the panel, where do you think America is going to be about 2 to 3 years from now? I have about 3 questions. The first one is that one. Economically, socially, in a societal way, where do you think America is going to be?
If we continue down the path that we're on right now, well, you know, it's well, let me say it. Before
that's
last
actually
Friday,
a loaded question. Now,
yeah, it is a loaded question. And it's just my opinion here. So before last Friday, before the Supreme Court started making all these dramatic changes going back to the U.S. Constitution, I would say that if America continued down the path that it's going on with the gas prices, with the oil, of course, and the food, that America will probably be desolate within the next 2 years. And I'm being extreme, of course. I'm
not
being
desolate, but it has
I'm being extreme. I'm going to the extreme here. So, but with all these dramatic changes when it comes to with the Roe versus Wade, when it comes to
the social issues,
yeah, with the social issues, when it comes to, for example, like the voter rights. Now that's been changed as well. So with the country, as far as the social issues, I don't know that I don't know that if anything, if we continue down the current path that we're on, they're probably going to be even more upset.
Well, I think, well, we know this for number one. Economically, we know we're going to be in a recession within the next couple of years. No doubt about it. A recession is coming. Even Obama's ex-Secretary of State or Secretary of Treasury said there's no avoiding it at this point, and we're looking at about 1, possibly 2 years of recession. So that is coming. And in November, I think that hopefully a lot of these Democrats have become so extreme. You know, it's funny because the Democrats say that we're behind the rest of the world, but in truth, the Democrat Party has become so extreme. Like, let's talk about abortion.
Radical.
Other nations like Europe only allow abortions up to 24 weeks, where here in America, they became so radical. There's some people talking about aborting your baby all the way up to birth and possibly a couple weeks after.
Even
so,
2 years after. There's been discussion about aborting the child 2 years.
But we know in
years.
Some states you can
They
you
said,
can
well,
do
we
it.
Changed our mind 2 years later.
How much
right.
time have you got
so,
left on your show?
You're right. Good. Go ahead. You're good.
Well, so socially, I think that we're going to be like we are now. There's going to be a really strong pull. At some point, there's going to be a religious kind of coming
revival
moment. I think there's going to be a revival. And I think that hopefully that revival will waken up a part of the other country. In the Revelations, if you believe the Bible, if you're a Christian, it says in the very end that the wings of an eagle stand with Israel. So somehow, some way, we get from this point to that point, which is amen. But what is that point? We don't know.
What'd you got?
All right. Okay.
Is that
usually? I would be with your guest. I would think 2 to 3 years from now, America would be in a probably in a Mad Max position, and I'm not exaggerating. Forgetting about what
and no,
happened
you know what?
A couple
and
weeks
and
ago.
That's, is that, and let me say this real quick, Joe. That was my point from the beginning. That was exactly my point. So you see what I'm seeing. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Not a problem. And, yeah, Roe versus Wade, of course, it goes back to the States, but then there are, our politicians and our politics are famous for unintended consequences. I'm a libertarian, and I'm kind of aware of whenever a good law gets passed, it gets bastardized so that it becomes a bad law, becomes bad general policy.
Yep.
So, yeah,
yep.
I'm looking down the road to where there is no savior. The hostess is thinking about some sort of revival and intervention from God. If you believe in that, good luck. I'm an atheist, and if you believe in religion, the Almighty God, like I said, good luck. But I can't see an Almighty God who has the power of the universe snap his fingers to create all of the universe, supposedly. Can't stop the kind of pain and suffering on the planet.
Let me interact. And you know what? I want to say thank you. Thank you for calling in and having this discussion. And that's what it's all about. We should be able to have a discussion with one another. I'm a true believer in God. I believe that what was happening, a lot of this stuff is happening, is biblical, because I can look in the Bible and I can see where it's happening in our world today. And with that said, even it talked about in the last days where it would become, you know, this stuff would just be absolutely terrible. And the rain, and let me put it this way, because, you know, you say you're an atheist and you be what you want to be. That's the freedom that we have. And but it's, you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And I've heard so many people in the past say, well, if God is there, why does he allow all this bad stuff to happen?
Well, Satan
and here. And Satan is here too. But bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. Bad things happen for the life experience. And, you know, for those of us, a lot of us don't want to acknowledge it, and that's fine, you know, but that's where it is. But I do agree with you. If we're going to end up looking like Mad Max in America with this idiot in the White House and with the Democrats, so we're in agreement on that.
I mean, God gave us, God gives free will. And unfortunately, when man has free will, we make some dumb mistakes, and the earth and our society is reaping the consequences of that.
If you want having discussion about that sometime, I'll be glad to come back in a 15-minute show. Logically, I'm an almighty, all-powerful God, but that's different, okay? Right now, the discussion is about what I would like to talk about is what not getting something done, okay? Not doing something, but getting something done, rather. Now, for the woman who just finished calling, if she really wants to do something, she can always get a free website, pay $9 a month for web hosting, follow some SEO rules, and she can get her platform just like that in a day.
Well, just having a website doesn't give you a platform, though. There's a lot more to it than that, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that could be a start.
Search engine optimization. I didn't say it's going to happen overnight. I'm saying you can get the website, you got a platform, now you have to work on it. Nobody's going to become a Hannity overnight, okay?
Yeah, but platforms really aren't saving our country. It's getting involved in your local politics and regular. Yeah.
And that's another point. I don't believe in that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Local politics. That's why I asked the question at the beginning. If people believe in this Mad Max society, okay, our future, local politics isn't going to mean a damn thing. You're going to get involved in the school boards. You might get elected to your council. Do you really think, even if there are 1,000 libertarians or conservatives elected between now and 2025, if I believe in the Mad Max future, that they're going to stop it? The cancer comes from Congress, and it comes from the president, and even worse than that, it comes from international bankers. So unless we know what to do, not to do something, but to get something done, America is cooked. Now, unless somebody can disagree with me logically, hey, I'm willing to listen.
Well, I would say, you know, again, that we are headed for Mad Max, the Thunderdome. We're headed for it. I see it coming. And a lot of people don't see that. And a lot of people get at me because they say, well, you're talking about doom and gloom. And a lot of people want me to sugarcoat stuff and tell them, hey, it's going to be all fine. Don't worry about it. Just continue watching your television show, whatever it is that you like to watch. Don't even pay attention to it. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But I can't do that because, see, me personally, I do believe in God, and I believe that God put me on earth to do Ephesians 5:11, and that is to expose all this evilness that we're seeing. And I've been doing that. And that is my goal. And just to go back really quick, if I can, because I think about this, and I've been hearing quite a few people just saying this a lot lately, talking about how if there's an almighty God, then why does he allow the bad things to happen? Well, when Christ was here on earth, look what God allowed to happen to his own son. They put the man on a cross. So a lot of people think they don't realize that they don't put two and two together, and that's fine. But We have to do at the local level. And the reason why I say that, when it comes to the school board, when it comes to our city council, the reason being is because these evil people, the Democrats, they have been doing that for years.
Yeah, I was gonna
now
say
look
that.
look what they've done to the schools when it comes to sexualizing children. And I know, and I've had people in the past where I've talked to them atheists, and they don't agree with sexualizing children. They don't believe in God, but they most definitely don't believe in sexualizing children and targeting them, right? Right. I mean, we're in agreement on that. I mean, I've talked to so many people. I mean, people know that's wrong, even though some people say it's a moral thing. People know that's wrong. Like, children, that should be off limits.
Yeah,
right?
But that's how we've gotten to the place we have, is because it started at the lower level. The left's not stupid. They've been slowly.
Here's a difference between now and then. Then you might have some time to do something, because corporations and the government wanted to fix things, even for their own selfish reasons. But if you believe in the Mad Max society, and the hostess doesn't, she believes a recession is coming. That's not Mad Max. Mad Max is when they have rolling blackouts, which then become permanent blackouts. Maybe blame it on false flags or an EMP. When you have blackouts, for example, okay? Now, I think people can imagine this. If you are without electricity for a week or two, there's going to be a lot of killing, shootings in the street. People are going to have to fend for food. Okay, that's the beginning of a Mad Max society. Then you have martial law, and then you have probably by that time robots sophisticated enough to make sure that the scum in Congress get protected, but the people will end up shooting themselves, or the military coming in. So my question still is, actually, let me go back before that. Years ago, you could do that. Local politics, you had time. We do not have time. If you agree, 2 to 3 years from now, Mad Max, we have to have something more extreme. And I don't know what it is. I'm not saying I do. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I do believe that we are in a civil war, which is really a culture war, and how that plays out with the economy, you know, I don't know.
And let me say this, too. Let me say this. Before we get to Mad Max, we are going to see a recession. We're already into it.
Yeah.
Now, we can't just disregard what is happening, because, I mean, I've talked to
what happened? Hello?
Joe, unfortunately, are you there, Joe?
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. I apologize for that, because I really want.
You want to finish your thought?
This is a good conversation.
Actually.
It is a good conversation. So yeah. My thing is that when I worked IT, I used to work at a retail company. I was in the corporate office working IT, and there was a gentleman there. He was a total atheist, and after work, on Friday, I would go hang out at his house, and we would be at his house for 3-4 hours, and we would just have these in-depth conversations. He was a complete atheist. I was a Christian. He wasn't lean. He wasn't, you know, he was standing firm in his views, and I was standing firm in my views, and we would just have these really good conversations, and then we get really, 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 really heated, and I go, you want another beer? He go, yeah. And we would just have these conversations. So, you know, people have the views and stuff, but what I was saying is that when it comes to the Mad Max theory, you know, the Mad Max theory, I see it coming, because even in the Bible it says the last battle will be fought on horseback. So I see that coming. But between now and then, we also see a recession coming. A recession is the mechanism, my personal opinion, which will lead to the Mad Max theory.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm a Christian. So in the Bible, it says that the wings of an eagle stand with Israel. The wings
but that doesn't
of an eagle
mean that, that
represent
doesn't mean that
the United States as a government. But we know that each one of those things represents a country, a government of some sort.
But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean within side of the United States of America that we won't be able to find gas. That doesn't mean that the food won't be scarce.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't
mean that people
won't be shooting
but
each other. That's the Mad Max.
So
theory.
When you see Mad Max, you see no government, though, right? Because typically in Mad Max, there's no government
well,
or anything.
You're taking Mad Max to the point of that's how it's going to be. No. It's going to be that you can't find gas. You won't be able to find food. Have struggle issues of finding water.
I mean,
you're
going to
have struggle. protecting yourself.
Could that be considered a depression?
Well, if you have the violence, would they have to call martial law? No. That is not just a depression. That's full-on chaos.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it's full-on chaos. And I
guess
why do you think they tell people right now to constantly get your bullets, get your guns, get your bullets, because
he's back.
Their goal is to try to make it.
Hey,
hold
Joe,
on.
Come back on.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and bring Joe in. Their goal is to make sure the people in this country. Yes, you
hello,
are. The people.
People
in this country.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No,
sorry,
you're good. So the whole point is to get people not to be able to protect themselves. That's why you have these tyrants right now not wanting people like Joe, wanting people like us to be able to have firearms to protect themselves, because that time is coming. And I'm in agreement with Joe that time is a lot quicker than a lot of people think. We're like smack dead middle of it. Are the beginning of it. It's
the trajectory
coming.
Has been like that since Biden got into office. He signed, if my memory serves me right, something like over 30 executive orders. Do you know how many of the former presidents signed before Biden got in there? On the average, they only signed four.
Yeah, we actually talked about that
four
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
oh,
actually,
did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biden's on task to do 67 executive orders a year, where Trump has done 55 executive orders a year.
Yeah. The thing is that the Mad Max is very real, and I mentioned Biden because food shortages, baby shortages, people are
the gas shortage.
Running out of food.
But I do
want to
say this: during the depression in those years, there was more executive orders than ever before in history. Back then, there was, I think, one year there was 3,900. Some executive orders.
I don't know, but Franklin Roosevelt was not exactly a capitalist. But the thing is that back then they wanted America to survive. It was survival mode.
Yeah, I'm just
for
saying.
It was survival mode
today
for the corporation.
Don't.
No, it's complete destruction of the United States. We're the crown jewel. They're already doing a good job in Europe. Started with Greece and the European Union. They're coming over here. They've been here since, communism, what's the name of the church committee, I believe it was. In any case, I don't think we have time. So my question again is, since we don't have time, we need extreme measures and not what we have to do or what we should do. That sounds like a politician. I would like to know, and again, I don't know what the solution is, but I would like to know, are there any solutions in place that can get rid of the scum before Mad Max becomes a reality?
I mean, I think that's actually the $1,000 question.
You know what, Joe?
Or the $1 million question.
You know what, Joe? I mean, I think that I think the only solution is to get ready.
Yeah.
Brace for impact.
You may be right. Oh,
yeah, you
God.
Know, my brother, he's a CPA for he does anywhere from $25 million to $1 billion companies. And he told me, I was talking to him one day and I said, is there anything he can do? He said, there is no safe place for your money at this point. The only thing that you can do is food, money, and
bullets.
Get your supplies
for the
gun.
Here's the thing. Forget about money.
Forget
about gold and silver. Because I would rather have a pound of salt to trade than a pound of gold.
Yeah, Wilson, if you want seeds and stuff.
You know what? But Joe, you know what? One of the most valuable things during that time, they're going to be seeds, right? It's going
Absolutely.
To be food. If you can grow the food, then, hey, you can control, especially if you have, let's say if you have a little small army, let's say you have 1,000 people in this community and you have all of them, everybody's armed, and you better protect your food because that's going to become the most valuable thing, food and water.
Absolutely.
And, of course, gas like Mad Max. So, yep. Well,
yeah,
hey, Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Forget about it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. Well, hey, Joe, thank you so much for the call. Hey, give me a call back, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
We have another caller, and excuse me if I do not pronounce this correctly, but Payanki? From the South is what it says.
Okay. Let's bring – I hope we got it named right. Say it
How
again?
You guys doing? Payanki.
We're doing
– Payanki.
That
okay.
last caller
awesome.
that last caller, Joe, I've known him for a long time. He's a real good person.
Oh, you know what? Joe sounds like a really good guy. I mean, really good guy. I mean,
he's
atheist,
a real good guy.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not. And I'll be honest with you, I really like those conversations. And, you know, maybe
you
one
know,
day I can have
I can
a sit
about,
down and we have talk with Joe.
Yeah, you are religious, right? You follow religion, correct?
I believe what God has done for me, and I can't question it because.
Let me say something. That is why the Supreme Court had no business making a ruling on marriage. And that should be left up to the state. And actually, marriage is a ceremony which is carried out by the church. And let me tell you the reason why. The Constitution said that the Congress shall not respect no religion.
Correct.
Okay? I mean, think about this. And that means respect either good or bad. So in the Bible, which is your religious book, the Word of God, it says, thou shalt not give your daughters to their sons, nor your sons to their daughters. And it also says, what else? You shall not lay with man like you lay with woman. Do you agree with me so far?
It's not even really agreeing with you. It's agreeing with the word.
Okay, now listen to this. You got two cases there. You got same-sex marriage case, and you got the interracial marriage case.
Okay.
Supreme Court had no business getting involved in either one of those because now
you're
going against someone's religion. You're either going to be pro it or against it in one way or other in your ruling. You follow me?
Yeah.
So they can't see, and now that's why it goes back to the countries. You know what the countries are, right? The countries are the states. We call them states,
correct,
but actually they were countries. They sovereign.
Yeah, that's why it's that's where we get the United States of America.
United States, but the United countries.
Yes.
And that's why comes the 14th Amendment say you are a citizen of your state. First, then of the United States. So you are a citizen of the country, whether it's Virginia, whether it's New Mexico, whether it's Missouri, you're a citizen of that country. So that goes, those rulings like that goes back to those countries, and it may go dependent on what we call societal norm, because you know in some countries, back during that time, you know, children could marry as early as 12, then it moved up and moved up and moved up and moved up. That was a societal norm. You got some countries where they recognize more than one wife. That's societal norm. So the Supreme Court had no business, and one of the reasons why it had no business in the, all the justices didn't have any business in the same-sex marriage case, because Justice Ginsburg, Ruth Bader, and also Kagan had officiated same-sex marriage. So therefore, they was in a position of being biased. They should have recused themselves. If they had have done that,
100%.
The decision would have been 5-4 against.
Yep.
Of course, I don't
No, I completely agree. So, you know, no, you're spot on. And now that they've overturned Roe, the left, they're in an uproar. They're terrified that they're going to remove same-sex marriage, and they're terrified about even contraception, right? They're terrified that they're going to remove everything that they did not go through Congress to make happen. And they've done that since 1973. They've been putting laws like that through the Supreme Court to bypass Congress.
Yeah. And here's another thing. You know, Wisconsin outlawed abortion back in 1849. Omaha, Nebraska outlawed segregated schools back in 1868. Not 1954. It was 1868.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was a societal conscious back in 1849 as it has to do with abortion. Now, another thing, too, about the courts. The courts cannot make laws.
Correct.
The court cannot interpret the Constitution. It's as clear as a bell. And I'm going to tell you why people say that the court judges interpret the Constitution. Well, what they do is interpret laws. The court is designed to hear arguments between two parties. Or when Congress passes a law, that law goes to a certain department, like, for instance, the IRS. Mm-hmm. And the head of the IRS would read that law, and then he would make rules based on what he read and interpreted. It's interpretation of the law. Now,
they're interpreters of the Constitution, so they make sure that the laws that are passed are in accordance with the Constitution, though.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, that's one step, making sure that the law does not go against the Constitution. Second step is making sure that the head of the agency is not going against the law. And that's where they come in, because you can go to court, starting at the lowest court, and say, well, they charged making me have to pay taxes on selling snack cones. And you disagree with that, you go to the court, and you're saying, well, the law didn't say that you tax snow cones, it says you tax ice cream cones. You follow me? So that's where the arguments end up in the court and found it worked its way up to
that's
the high court.
You're right. That's what they do for the verbiage, right? They play around with it, and they use different verbiage to try to get to their agenda. You know, it's the same thing like what happened in New York, right? New York had these Orwellian gun laws against the citizens. And the Supreme Court looked at it and said, well, it's not constitutional. And now they're upset because they see that people are getting to the point to where they're buying more guns and they can protect themselves. But they come in with these key words, right? They flip it and try to convince you.
Let
that,
me tell
hey,
you how this
give
come
up
about.
Your rights.
Let me tell you how this comes
Say it again?
About.
Okay,
you,
go ahead.
Let me
go
tell
ahead.
You how things come about. You as a human being was born with all the rights in the universe, not just the world,
Correct.
But the universe.
Correct.
How did you lose those rights? I mean, you could run down the street butt naked with guns, with cowboy guns on your side, right? Why come you can't do that today? Because government enacted laws to take those rights away from you. And that didn't stop there. They went on and on and on, like with guns. Second Amendment say your right to a weapon shall not be infringed. Now you got people out here saying my right to abortion has been infringed. But what about my right to a weapon? What's your opinion on that? You follow me? See, it's very,
100%,
very
100%.
Yeah.
They believe that, you know, that you should not have the right to protect your life, and they believe they have the right to take a life.
Then they say that they call it a fetus and not a baby. But that lady that's there with you, if she's pregnant and I shoot her and kill her and the baby, I got a double homicide. Right?
Correct. But they don't see that way. There's I don't know if you've seen this picture right now. It's just a female floating around with a picture and she's pregnant and she wrote on her belly, "It is not human." And I mean, it's completely repulsive, my opinion. And she's right; it's not human. And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, so if it's not human, then what is it? Is it alien? Did she get abducted by an alien? I mean, is it not human tissue? What about it is not human? And it's just people lost complete touch of reality.
Yeah, I was just looking at the time. You got down the fact. I heard you talking about the apocalypse if we can call it, that's going to come. But see, states need to draw the line.
Yeah, now we've gone from Mad Max to Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing to what you were saying. One thing that the Constitution and the founders of our country tried to do is they tried to limit big government, because just of the things you just said, the more legislation we put out there and the things that we can and can't do, the more people that are going to break the law, right? The more laws you have, the more lawbreakers you have.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Absolutely
with
right.
Big government.
Now here's another thing.
Tell us, we're getting ready to run out of time here, so tell us about your apocalypse before we go.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, what's happening is that states should draw the line and say we're not going to enforce anything that is unconstitutional. States need to take back what's called federal land, because the Constitution does not allow states to own federal lands other than forts, like was used in that series, F Troop, for instance. So states need to draw the line and say, we ain't going to do it. And we're not going to do it. They got the right to do it. States are sovereign. The states give the federal government its powers. How is that?
Right.
Well, they send Congress people and they send U.S. senators to Congress. That's
yes.
The power. The states got the power to call those people back and give them the right to say, look, this is what we want you to do. It should be that way anyway. So you got three things going on here. You got states that won't do what they're supposed to. You got a whole population of ignorant people. Some of them are teetering on the verge of stupidity. Then the next thing, you got the media. You got a media that's completely out of control, and it's really demonic the way they write stuff up. Now, you may have some other things.
Okay, well, hey, thank you so much for the call. Give us a call back again, okay? Every Thursday. We're here. All right,
okay.
Take care. All right, and you know what, Shannon? He's right. The media, they are the enemy of the people. They're completely demonic. They push all of this evil stuff that is wrong for the country. Just like right now, with the whole January 6th thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole January 6th thing, they're pushing that complete, total lie. They're literally going along with the lie that President Trump crawled from the back of the limo to the front of the vehicle and took the steering wheel. I mean, really?
Yeah, that was a ridiculous
story.
Even when I first heard it, I'm like trying to picture that happening in my head. I'm like, I don't think that's real.
And
I thought it was a joke.
I thought you were joking with me. At first, when I heard it, I'm like, what is this? It's talking about the steering wheel. And I'm like, what? It's a joke, right? No.
But that just goes to show common sense.
It isn't common anymore. No, it is not common any longer. You know,
right.
We need a reality check.
Yeah.
We need a reality check.
Maybe Mad Max and Apocalypse will give us.
Mad Max. Mad Max is already here. Mad Max. Y'all see, she already told people to take to the street. Come on, Maxine Waters.
Oh, Max.
We have all of them. So, hey, everybody, thank you so much. Hey, let me mention this before we bounce out of here. American Truth Project, they are the sponsor of this radio broadcast. Please check them out. Make sure you look it up. If you're listening to this right now on the podcast through, what is the podcast again? It's on the tip of my tongue.
American Truth Project?
No, not American Truth Project. Where are they listening? Blog Talk. I don't know why. It was on the tip of my tongue. Blog Talk. If you listen to this right now on Blog Talk, you should be able to see the information. But other than that, just go to any browser and type in American Truth Project or ATP, and you should be able to find out more information about it. So with that said, thank you, everybody. Hey, before we go, one more thing. Be on the lookout for what's happening next, because Biden is supposed to talk to these governors tomorrow. He's supposed to talk to these governors tomorrow about what they can do to prevent the Supreme Court from following along with the U.S. Constitution. They're not going to stop. They're not going to hold back. They're going to do whatever they can to make sure they can end the lives of the most innocent of us all. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. My name is Will Johnson. And we'll see you on the flip side. Take care, everybody. God bless.
God bless.